Hello, this is Brian Madden. Today's podcast is part of our series recorded live at Braai Forum 2007 Amsterdam. In this series, I interviewed several of the vendors about their products from the exhibit area at the show.
Okay, so I'm at Braai Forum 2007 in Amsterdam, and I'm walking through the exhibitor area, and I've just walked up to the Absinthe stand, and I've pulled aside Sasha Gokul. With Absinthe, and I'd like to talk to you a little bit about what Absinthe is doing. So thanks, first of all, Sasha, for taking the time to talk today.
Hello, welcome.
And I should say, and I met you, I think the first time that I remember, at Benny Trisch's house in Uber-Ramstadt. So I guess a friend of Benny's from years back?
Yes, that's true. I know him since lots of years because he was one of my former manager at Cheetah's Kral, first Citrix reseller in Germany, so long time.
Oh, so Benny was your boss?
Yes, he was my boss.
So how is he as a boss?
I think I cannot remember, but as a friend, he's very good, I would say.
Okay, the safe answer. Well, certainly Absinthe has been in this industry for a long time. And I think a lot of people know Absinthe because there's the performance optimization and sort of the desktop environment management and different kind of security lockdown and stuff. So I wonder if you can just kind of give us an update and let us know what Absinthe is doing these days.
Okay, I think overall, as you said, we started with performance a long time ago because it was there was the first issues in terms of environments. And I think we moved on year by year because we're doing research projects to find out what are next errors we can address. And I think what we find out now is, based on the fact that we have now not only Terminal Server and Citrix where we can use to deliver application to the users, there's some other new technology, streaming, virtual desktop and everything like this. So what we think is we need some technology how we can control that a user get consistent environment independent what kind of technology the company is using to deliver the application. So we have a lot of new products now. We're addressing new areas. It's not only performance management. It's a bit more. We're doing still the security stuff to make sure that no the user is not allowed to execute something which just could be have damage on the system, security base or perform as a performance base. And I think we do a lot of good stuff now with environment manager, do all the profile management, but also much more as profile management. It's not only profile management, it's also the complete user environment when the user logs on, log off, etc.
All right, well, let's first talk about kind of your focus, and then I want to dig a little bit deeper into these products and find out how they actually work. But you mentioned, you know, I think like most of us, we kind of grew up, and you guys sort of grew up in the kind of terminal server Citrix space. But now, as you say, there's VDI, there's all these different ways of delivering desktops and delivering applications to users. So how does Absinthe fit into that? I mean, as we deliver applications in other ways, how does Absinthe hook into that whole sort of architecture?
I think at the moment, based on the fact we come from a Citrix environment, so we are doing very well in managing everything around Citrix and TermoServe. But if you look for example, to streamed applications, or the streamed application at this point, it will be not there at the log-on point in most cases. So only when the user double-click an icon, then the application starts. That means for us, we must change our products a bit, or must extend the features, because it's now a different method how you to deliver the application. Because our old environment manager was only capable to do things during log on, log off. Now we must change everything because the application could become later. Though we need to do something when the application are streamed to the client, for example. Or if we have talking about VDI, it's different approaches, different things. So I think we need to extend our features to also cover these areas. I think that's what it is, I think.
Now, doesn't that kind of become a nightmare in terms of management if I have to manage, you know, streamed applications and manage VDI, manage terminal services? I mean, is this not just adding complexity to what I'm trying to do?
I think you must be very careful about it. That's true, is because as we can find out when we talk about VDI and talking about streaming, there's a lot of different technologies in the market, very good technologies, but we cannot find any framework which is all configuring everything. So you're right, we're doing a lot of R&D work to find out what is the best approach to integrate our products seamlessly into the different delivery methods. And I think based on the fact we're doing with Environment Manager, we are on a good way, and we will do a lot of good stuff more within the coming versions regarding streaming, regarding virtual desktop. So I think, yes, we must be careful with this, but I think we are on the good way. That's our feeling at the moment.
All right, well, let's look at more in these products, and let's start with Environment Manager. And I did a blog entry a week ago after a conversation I had with some of your colleagues about sort of the focus on sort of user environments as opposed to focusing on user profiles. And I know, as we were mentioning, this user environment is the key differentiator, is the fact that user environment is the same for a user, regardless of whether it's VDI or Citrix or whatever. So I wonder if you can talk a little bit about AppSense Environment Manager, how that actually works.
I think when we talk about the full user environment message, that's not only Environment Manager, but this is a key part. But I think when we talk about User Environment Manager, we have, I would say we have three different products to address three different areas. If we start with a simple one, is the security stuff. So because if you're working in a terminal server environment, you work in a desktop, whatever, there's a risk is very high that a user could execute something which we don't know about it. It could be a license issue when you execute this application. It could be a security issue. It could be a performance issue, which is a big risk on a terminal server environment. So based on this, the first thing we're doing in user environment management, make sure that a user can only execute things which is allowed to execute, based for license agreement and security and performance. That's the first one. The second one is, I think, if you're working for Citrix environments, or if you're working on VDIs, which are also hosted centrally, then you must make sure that these VDIs are not consuming too much resources, which could have an impact on the other machines as well running on the same system. So it's a little bit more about the quality of service. So I think with AppSense, we're doing additional things to make better quality of service in these environments. In the old days, it was purely make sure that we have no CPU bottlenecks, no memory bottlenecks, etc. But we need also to focus on things like, how can we make sure that we have still a consistent response on the system? So quality of service, I think that's another one. But the key point is, for user environment management, what's happened when the user logged on? What's happened when the user logged on from a corporate network? What's happened when the user logged on from a home network, or from he's traveling around, sitting in a hotel, whatever? So we want to use Environment Manager to make this really flexible and dynamic, so we can find out based on rules where the user comes from, and based on this we can change the configuration for the user. This means it's not only the profile, it's also when you log on, what is your default printer, what is your home drives, what are the registry settings we're hyphing in. So there's a lot of things around. It's not purely the mandatory profile, this is one part, but in addition to that we're doing all the log on, log off, computer startup, computer shutdown, and some additional things like self-healing. So we can, for example, look for the host files. If the host file is modified and we find it out, so we can restore it to a default value and lockdown features. So there's a lot of additional things, but I think that's all together. That's what we're saying. This is our user environment management, and we are capable to configure this user environment management absolutely seamless to the user. So the user will not understand if I work now with Citrix or I work with terminal service on working with a streamed application, you will have consistency within this. So if you, for example, change in Winward your look and feel, you will have the same look and feel when you work with Citrix, terminal server, local, VDI, whatever, you will have the same look and feel and the same configuration.
And that's a feature that exists in the product today. So I can use the product and manage that user environment today across streamed, VDI, Citrix, probably Pure Terminal Server, all the stuff, yeah?
I think you're right, not 100%. I think at the moment we can do that for Citrix, we can do it for Terminal Service. We have some, when we talk about a streamed application, we can do it, but we can improve, we can do it better, though. We have some ideas in our heads how can we do it better. But yes, we are able to do it, and with the current version, it's 7.1 of the management suite, which contains all the products, we are able to do it. And we will extend it with version 7.2, which comes end of this year. We have a lot of things regarding this profile management, which we added in. And then our big shot would be next year, mid of next year, with version 8, where we have a lot of new technology in, not only for Environment Manager, also for Application Manager and for Performance Manager.
All right, I want to ask you about something that you mentioned about sort of analyzing the client device, and is it corporate, is it home, and then giving them different profile elements. Of course, what you're describing sounds kind of like what Citrix does with their advanced access controls and their smart access policies. So are you competing with that, or how does that play out?
Good question. I think the right answer is we're not competing with that, but we look for the point is when the user is logged in via RDP or via ICA from home or from a web cafe, whatever, to the terminal server. And I think when a customer is using Citrix for access, advanced access control, though you can control what you can see in a web interface, what kind of application you have access. But if you're using the desktop, for example, you have access to the desktop. So we extend the platform from Citrix or from Microsoft to have additional configuration options within the application when you run it in a published desktop, for example. So if you log on from a web cafe, we can make sure that the HR application could not start within the desktop. It's not viewable, for example. This is what we're doing with Application Manager and Environment Manager together.
So if I'm understanding, you're actually, it's not a competition, you're snapping into what Citrix is offering. I mean, you're using, if a customer has configured Smart Access with the Citrix Access Gateway, they configure all these policies and all these usage scenarios that they then comply to their presentation server published application properties and virtual channel properties. What you're doing then is taking that those same policy buckets and allow you to then apply it to what icons the user sees on the desktop and what they can control and look and feel and lock down and all that kind of stuff, right?
You're absolutely right. I think what we have with the Application Manager and with the Environment Manager, we call this a scriptable rule, so you can use Visual Basic Script or JavaScript to create your own rules. And what we have is, because we are working very close with Citrix, I think we are a good partner of Citrix, and what we have now the possibility, we have a connection point where we get the results from the scans on the terminal server, and we can work with these results. And based on the results and our custom rules, we can execute actions, or we can stop application, or we can allow application. So I think what we're doing, we extend the function or the function set from Citrix in this case regarding access control.
But then I guess even being a partner with Citrix, people could also use your product in a pure terminal server environment, which I think might be a big deal with terminal server and server 2008 because it has many more capabilities. So do you see that as a future market for you as well, and kind of bringing these capabilities you can add to Citrix also into the pure terminal server space?
I think you're right, and I think we are, everything what we're doing, we try to do it common, so we're not limited to something. But in this case, I think that we started with Citrix because the access control, advanced access control, is very popular with our customer base, a lot of customers using it. So I would see that we extend it more in a Citrix environment as we're doing with Microsoft. Because I think with 2008 server, nobody is using at the moment. So we will see what's happening in the future. But I think we are, based on the fact this is scriptable, we can also extend it for 2008 server.
All right. I wonder if you can just go real quick through the architecture. I assume you have agents on your boxes, a database, a management console. What's that look like?
I think what we have done with version 7 was we changed our way how we handle our agents, our configurations, everything. In the old days, we was limited to the legacy deployment, what we call this, and we changed it now to an IIS-based management server. Though I think when we talk to our customers, so we have the possibility to use our central management server, which is based on IIS, on a SQL server. The SQL server could be installed on the same IIS box or not. Can be or remotely. And though what we're doing is a web service running, or a web extension is running, and then we have on the other side on our clients, we have what we call the CCA, Client Communication Agent, which is communicating with a management server. We are a secure or unsecure connection, so HTTP or HTTPS. And I think based on this link or connections, then we can install our products, update our products, we can send back events because the customers wants to understand what our software is doing. So where the benefit, so you can see when a user logged on and something goes wrong during log on or creating profile, whatever, you can see back, oh, there's an error, what's wrong, you can go in and you get more information about it. I think that's, overall, that's the technology we're using, and that's good because it is based now on standard ports. It's port 80 or port 443, which is in most cases are open. We can encrypt everything, so that's what we're doing. But we are independent on the client side, so if the link to the management server is not there, the system still works, but we're not able to change the configuration, update clients, or send events back.
All right. Well, I certainly thank you for your time and bringing us up to speed. The last question I have, though, is when you and I were at Benny's house earlier this year, we talked a lot about the Mac. And I'm looking here, and that looks like it's running Windows. So what's the deal?
I think the deal is we're on a business part here at the moment. Though if you see me the next time, I think I can show you more than Macs. I have more Macs now at home. But I must be fair, and I also work with Citrix at home, so I have my terminal servers in my server room, and I connect some applications via my Mac also on the Citrix server. But I like Mac as well. It's a good technology.
You see, Citrix just released a beta ICA client that now supports seamless Windows and everything is a native Mac application. So cool stuff.
I think we both were looking forward to see it, I would say. Now Mac is good, and I think Windows is as well good, and I would say in the future we'll see more and more together, possibly. Thanks.
All right, Slash. Well, thanks again for your time today.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you.